Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the morning. It's the weekend. So get out in your backyard, fire up a grill. Hope you're up and around because I am. And we're excited to be chatting with you today. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, happy grilling weekend. Thanks for joining us. And if you're listening to the Grilling Guys, it's time to fire it up.
Absolutely. Hey, we are in the last weekend before the holiday weekend, so we're going to talk a little bit today about maybe some great things that you might want to put on your grill, smoker, or even in your deep fryer for this upcoming holiday weekend. Kind of close out the summer in grand fashion.
That sounds good, but Jop, I have a big announcement.
Uh-oh.
Tomorrow will be the 6th anniversary of our first broadcast.
Tomorrow will be.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Well, how touching.
Isn't that nice? 6 years?
It is. 6 years.
And the FCC hasn't pulled us or more than once or twice?
Yeah, but you know what? After about the third year, they started making us buy that broadcaster's liability insurance just in case.
No, I think we made you buy that.
Yeah. But anyway, no, well, that's, you know what, Bob? That's kind of cool, man.
Yeah, 6 years.
I didn't really realize that,
so,
that we're going into our seventh year.
Here's a Sam Adams Nitro. Cheers to you, man.
Yeah, right. Cheers to me. Awesome. There's some barbecue sauce on the side of this one that I'm digging
off
there, but that's okay.
I got a big fridge.
Yeah, it's busy. It's busy
it's
in
busy.
There.
So we want to talk all about getting ready to tailgate and camp because next weekend is like my favorite camping weekend. We go on Lake Michigan for 4 days and camp where we used to camp back in the Ferris State College days when it was a state college.
Right. Yeah, my degree's from there. Right?
You know, it hasn't changed a bit. More and more people do know about this hideaway spot, though, and I won't give out the GPS coordinations because it's already tough enough to find our favorite spot. But basically, we go back for 4 days now. All my kids are going to be... Other than Emily, all the kids are going to be camping with us, so I got to bring two tents.
Really?
Yeah. So I got to bring my big Cabela's Expedition tent.
Remember the poles.
And my Coleman Easy Up. Here's one thing about Joppy you all need to know. If you ever make one mistake and, you know, got this little scab, he will pick it every time he sees you.
Dude, I don't count your mistakes unless I'm involved. In that particular time, I had to sleep in the back of a trailer.
The only time I make a mistake is right, when you're involved.
I slept in a trailer when it was raining and my sleeping bag froze to my cot. So it just you know, put all that stuff together and it was memorable.
He's more of a Holiday Inn hunter.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so. Yes, that same tent, my big, bought it on eBay, Cabela's Expedition tent.
It is a nice tent.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. But you do have to add the poles. And that's the first tent I've owned that had two separate bags.
So. Yeah.
You got to bring them both when you go. There's another note.
Nope.
Yeah. So since the big camping thing is coming up, we thought we'd talk about cool things for the campsite and for the tailgate, primarily for the tailgate because we kind of pounded on camping quite a bit already this year. Although, I mean, I could talk about camping gear all year long.
Right, and as well as I could because I don't do a lot of camping, but I admire the people that
you
do.
You like to talk about
right,
it.
Right, I do. I admire the people that do because I just don't have the stuff.
It's a spectator sport
with you.
Right,
yeah, I'll come and sit around your campfire, and then I want to go back and lay in a bed. You know, when I go to sleep at night, but that's just how I roll, man.
Maybe then a nice RV would work out well for you.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's
a lot
still
of people do
it's
that.
Still camping.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wheel up with
you
fifth
just
wheel.
Can't do it where we do it because you can't get back there with an RV.
With a vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
It's tough enough getting your car in there without getting it all scraped up. So anyway, Operation GI Barbecue, we're still banging away at it. I'm in close contact with some upper-level military contacts right now trying to hammer out these last two deliveries. The smokers are being bound to be shipped right now.
Okay.
The final payment's been made. Thank you, Operation Injured Soldiers, for handling all this money for us.
Right.
So the freight's been paid. The smokers are paid for. American Barbecue Systems is bundling them. I think they did yesterday. And they'll be hitting a truck like Monday.
Right.
So they'll show up in Ada in a couple days. And our buddy Dave is going to store them for us at Perforated Tube, hopefully for not very long, because if we get this last little connection done, these babies are going to be heading on a transport plane, and they're going to be going overseas. So
awesome.
That's my goal. That's our goal.
Right.
And that's what we're working on hard. But just as good as that, I'm ready now to order my own ABS, and I'm getting a Judge rotisserie on a trailer.
You know, I was watching the Food Network yesterday, and I saw one of those. It was the Judge, and it made me think of you.
Really?
It was on Man Food Fire, right?
Really?
That show that and we got to get that guy on the show anyway, because he's kind of cool.
Show.
But anyway, long story short is that they open that thing up, and there's a button on it that you can move that rotisserie up and stop it.
Yeah, because when you open the door, the rotisserie stops.
Right, yeah.
And you just hit a bypass button.
And it rotates up the next level. I'm like, no more black arms to the back of the grates.
No more changing out shelves.
Right. None of that.
I know it. I told you, I cooked on that Southern Pride, and that has the same mechanism. It has a little button, and you just advance the next tray.
Yeah.
It's like kind of waiting for an elevator.
Right. Yeah, only you got control of the button.
Yeah.
When you're at the elevator, you just keep hitting the button, and nothing happens, right? Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that, and
So when do you think you're gonna squeeze the trigger on that?
Next week.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
They're gonna start building it. So you better get your checkbook ready because
I knew that
I
was coming.
Nice, got a nice trailer ready
for you. Smokers roll downhill.
Oh, you know what? But if you don't want to pull the trigger, we can sell it right here just like on Tradio. We
right.
can just start talking about it and people can call in. They can bid on it over the show.
Sure. Yeah, we'll get that going, right? Let me get my pencil out.
I could probably make out a lot better that way.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would because I'm a cheap Dutch guy, so I might not pay anything for it. Tuesday. I'll get you a check next Tuesday, Bob.
Oh, take a good long sip there.
That was.
Dude, it's stormy time.
Yeah.
The weather's ready, and I just talked with Gina Thorson up at Stormy Cromer, and we've got a whole bunch of new logoed Grillin' Guys gear coming. You're going to love what they did with the logo. I've been working with her back and forth over the summer on kind of changing our logo to get it kind of black and smoky, so
okay.
there's only like one or two colors in it.
Right.
So it'll go with any color pattern, like so those red flannel shirts that we get
right.
are going to have a great. And if you've not gone to the Stormy website, go to thegrillingguys.com, and right on the sidebar, you'll see a big red Stormy Cromer button. Click that button. It'll take you right to their catalog, and you would not believe what these people in the UP are making. Jop and I wear their stuff all the time because they're sponsors, and we love it.
Oh, it's just crazy good quality.
I've been wearing Stormies for a long, long time. The factory is literally three blocks from my grandma's house, so it's too cool for me. But I know you love the gear, and you haven't been to the factory yet. We got to make a trip to the UP so you can do that.
Right.
Maybe we'll do a little bear hunt or something this fall.
Hey, we could do anything. Get
nah,
up there.
We'll wear clothes.
Right.
We'll wear Stormy gear.
Good one, Bob.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah. Well, coming up next, we're going to be talking about great gear for the gate, that is the tailgate, and a whole bunch of other things that you can do to get ready. Brian gave me the one finger, which
means... I think he was flipping you off.
Right, I think he was too. He's like, Jop, stretch it out.
Dude, I'm so stoked that we've made it 6 years on the radio.
Right. It is, kind of a milestone.
I don't know when your first broadcast was.
About 2 months after yours.
Two? Okay.
Yeah, because you went on alone for a while.
Well,
and then you had
another guy. Michael Gray was on with us, and Kevin Matthews, and a lot of good talent helped us out.
But, got us started.
Yeah, you kind of filled in like at the last minute, and somebody listened to it and said, that's the mix.
Yeah.
You two guys should be the ones doing it.
Yeah, because we get an opportunity to bust chops every time. Anyway, you're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Check us out at thegrillinguys.com online, and stick with us. We'll be right back.